No.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Glory to God.
My help cometh from the Lord.
Hallelujah.
4 minutes. Remove page 1 of 1. Beach off.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. What is it?
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good afternoon, or good morning, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. You have just tuned into the Potter's House, Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. This is our Sunday International Victory Service. Hallelujah. And we are emanating from Baltimore, Maryland. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We are on fire for the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he done brought us from a mighty long way. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118 and verse 24. Hallelujah. God bless you, my friends, sisters and brothers, sons and daughters, fathers and mothers, hallelujah, siblings. Every one of you all over the world has tuned into this service. We thank you. And before we even begin anything, we want to give you some housekeeping suggestions. Go get yourself a pen or a pencil or magic marker or flare and get something to write on, preferably a composition notebook, because we're going to give you the word of God. You want to take notes. You want to write down the scriptures so you can review them. Praise God. Also, want to remind you to get your cracker or toast or a wafer or some kind of piece of bread and something to drink, like maybe a juice or whatever you have available. Hallelujah, because we're going to do Holy Communion on today. Yes, the meal that heals, the meal that gives life, preserves life and revives life. Yes, it's Holy Communion. It's not a ritual, but it is a way to be intimately connected in fellowship and communion with Christ himself. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's it for our suggestions, our housekeeping suggestions. But we thank God for you today, and we just thank God for the Sunday team that we have in our midst. Hallelujah. The dynamic duo from hallelujah, from Essex, Dr. Theodis Lee, are you there?
Yes, I am. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee, are you there?
Yes, I am. Praise God.
Hallelujah. And Pastor Peaches, are you there?
Woo-hoo!
Hallelujah. Oh, she on fire. Boy, she's sizzling. If I went over and touched her now, I'd probably hear a little sizzle. Welcome.
Thank God. Amen.
Guess what? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Somebody told me, I think it was myself, told me that Brother Bird is here. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I thank you, Jesus. I thank God for another day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And before we get into, you know, the first thing we do the pastor's corner. But I got to send out a special shout out to Apostle Margie Mercer. Apostle Mercer, you are just off the hizzle kashizzle. You are awesome. And when you send a shout out to us, I'm going to tell you, Pastor, Apostle Margie Mercer, not only in her service that comes on at 8:30 on Sundays, 8:30 to 10 o'clock, she not only mentioned Bishop Berg, glory to God, she gave everybody the time when our service would be on and gave them the number. So, look, you know what I got to do. Apostle Margie Mercer, guess what I'm going to do? Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to give your services at 8:30 a.m. on Sundays from 8:30 to 10. And the telephone number to call to get into that service, glory to God, is 319-527-6036. Again, that is, that's right, write this down now. Hallelujah, glory to God. 319-527-6036. And you'll get Apostle Margie Mercer in the Fivefold Ministry podcast at 8:30 a.m. every Sunday till 10 o'clock. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle Margie Mercy. I really appreciate what you shared. But thank God you got a right now word and your overseer, Norman Nevins. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dr. Norman Nevins, God bless you down there in North Carolina. You're the co-host of that fantastic program. We just thank God for both of y'all. Hallelujah. We praise God for you and receive that word. Hallelujah. Today, you said, fly like an eagle. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's right. Hallelujah. And we receive that in Jesus' name. But I got something for y'all. I want y'all to know this. That many years ago, I think in the 80s, might have been the end of the 70s, I met a man and a woman whose last name was Lee, and they have blessed me ever since. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I met them way back when. And ladies and gentlemen, they are, hallelujah, they do the segment, the Pastor's Corner. And this is directly to the 1,000 pastors and leaders of the Renewing Your Mind Ministries International worldwide. But we also are indirectly to leaders, whatever position you have in the body of Christ, and then to all of us. In the body of Christ. So without further ado, with no hesitation or reservation, I present to some and introduce to others none other than Pastors Theodis Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee. Glory to
God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we choose in harmony with the birds, Doctor and Pastor's Bird, amen, to rejoice. And again, we say rejoice in the God of our salvation. We just thank the Lord for this day. God, the Father is so good, amen. He woke us up this morning, and he started us on the way, and amen, in our right mind, glory to God, and health in our bodies. And we are testimonies unto the Lord, like the birds as well. And you, my brothers and sisters out there in radio land, amen, we have another day to give God glory, because many didn't make it today. Glory to God. But because of his grace and his mercy and his peace and his joy and his goodness toward us, here we are again, not just to wake up and forget about him, but to wake up giving him worship, wake up giving him praise, wake up giving him adoration and thanksgiving, because this is the purpose why we are still living today. Our eyes open today is to glorify the name of our Father, God, amen, in every way that we can. So, again, we just thank you to the birds for having us again on this broadcast, and to the listeners, amen, that have tuned into this broadcast and listening to. We're very excited about the word, amen, that we're going to share with you. We were, of course, prepared to share, and we the words for today. But also, my wife and I just feel in our spirit. Sometimes the Lord will have you to prepare something, and then he said, "Well, I want you to share something else." Amen. God said, "Always be ready." Amen. And so, just feel in my spirit, amen, that although we done our job, if you will, but I just feel that we when this happened, we just follow the leading of God's Spirit, amen. So we're not trying to be organized, although we are, amen. We just want to be led by God's Spirit, and we know that the Lord, as you keep your spirit open, amen, that by the time this broadcast is over, amen, when the birds are finished, amen, that you will be tremendously blessed in the Lord. Amen. I want you to just turn over to Romans. In my notes, Romans, bear with me for a moment. One of my pages turned over. Romans, the eighth chapter, and we want to read verses 12 through 14. Romans, the eighth chapter, 12 through 14. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans, the eighth chapter. Praise the Lord. verse 12, and it reads as follows, talking about sonship through the Spirit of God. Romans 8, verses 12 and 14 verse. Therefore, Paul is talking to the church, glory God at Rome, and he said, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. Verse 13, for if we live according to the flesh, you will die. Amen. But he said, but if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. And verse 14 says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. I want to read that again. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. I want to say that again. For as many as led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons, referring to sisters as well, sons of God. Amen. And this is one of the scriptures that the Lord put in my spirit, amen, to share with you as well. Amen. Many are the Lord in our time. Amen. Is speaking, and my wife and I feel, and I know the birds as well. Amen. Feeling a hunger and a third to seek the face of the Father more than ever before. Amen. I just feel all the time during the course of the week, amen, that the Lord is calling his church, amen, to a time of dedication, a time of consecration, a time of setting aside, turning away from sin, if you will, and living our life to please him. God said in Jeremiah 33, call unto me, and I will answer you and show you great and mighty things that you know of not. God has a plan and a purpose. Amen. God is a God of time and season. Amen. And I really feel, and as I said earlier, and my wife in the birds, amen, that God is getting ready to do something that he's never done before. Amen. Because I believe sincerely that time is coming to a close. Glory to God. And we as the body of Christ, we don't have time to be playing around. Amen. And just taking God for granted and just going to church when we want to. Amen. If we don't feel like it and living half holy, God is calling for righteousness. And he said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves. Glory to God. I believe I'm quoting before I tell you. But 2 Chronicles also is another verse of scripture here. 2 Chronicles, and I was going to read, we're going to 14, 7 and 14th verse. But I'm just going to back up to verse 12, 2 Chronicles 7 chapter 12 through the 14th verse. Then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayers. Amen. God is looking for a church. He's looking for a people. He's looking for a man. He's looking for a woman. He's looking for the marriage. He's looking for a family. Amen. That's willing to live their life to please God and not themselves. Amen. And he's saying to God, then the Lord appeared, just reading over, then the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said to him, I have heard your prayer. That means Solomon was talking to the Lord. He was in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And he said, and have chosen this place for myself. You should have, amen. If we're living our lives to please God, our home should be our place where God can sit and come and dwell in the midst of us. Question, my brothers and sisters, is your home, is your car a place where God can come in and sit down in and be comfortable because he knows that he's welcome there? Amen. Praise the Lord. Or is it a place, a home where you get, God is not sure. Amen, if you will. Praise the Lord. God is looking for a family. Amen. He's not after just the father or the mother or the daughter or the son. He's looking after, amen, for a family that will serve him with all of our heart, that will push away and amen, move, amen, in the way that God is leading us, because God is getting ready, church. Hear me by the Spirit of the Lord. God is getting ready. And he said, my prayer, and have chosen this place for myself, amen, as a house of sacrifice, amen. So when we in our car, we should be constantly more conscious of the presence of God and worshiping God and honoring God and quoting God's word and listening to the word of God, amen, and the songs of Zion in that place. Praise the Lord. You'll be surprised, amen, if the Spirit of the Lord, amen, don't come up in there, amen. And you'll know it. Why? Because we inviting him into our home, into our life, into our car, amen, into our secret place, amen. And he goes on to say, our sin, when I shut up heaven, there's no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people. And verse 14 is what we want to focus on. And God said, my people, if my people, are we God's people? Amen. I want to hear a big amen out there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I said, are we God's people? Glory
amen.
God. Or are we part-time God's people? Part-time God's son? Part-time God's family? Remember, he said, my people who are called by my name. So God has a people that he has saved. And he wants to know, are you living your life to please me today? My name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. See, he wants you to seek his face. Amen. And what else he wants? And turn from their wicked ways. Satan's always come. The Bible, I think it's John 10:10. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The number one thing Satan is after, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Those of you that are in the Lord, he's after to get the word out of you. Amen. And get sin in you. Get your mind on that which is fleshly and versus that which is of God. Amen. My people will seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Are you constantly turning away from sin when it comes to your house? And you tell us to not here. Amen. You're not permitted here to come. Seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Listen what the Father says. If we do what he tells us to do, has commissioned us to do, live our lives to please him, then he said, I will what? Hear from heaven. Sometimes you ever find yourself praying and praying about the same thing? Amen. You need to ask yourself, are you living your life to please God? Are you living your life whenever you want something from the Lord? Amen. I'm going to go on with and continue. And from their wicked ways, then I will hear. What did God say? He said, if we do what he commands us to do, live our life to please him, he said, then, amen, I will hear from heaven. You don't have to worry about him answering. Amen. We will hear from heaven, and he will forgive our sins, and he will heal our land. Amen. Isaiah 54 tells us that, you know, we're to live our life to please God. We're not to live our life, amen, to just live haphazardly. And that's why sometimes we don't get the answers that we're looking for. Amen. I'm turning to Romans, the 54th chapter. So just bear with me. God is looking for a people.
Romans 8.
Right.
Okay.
As we live our lives spiritually, as my wife turning there, excuse me, as we live our lives spiritually, mentally, physically, socially, to please our God, the Bible says no weapon that Satan can form against us, amen, will be able to prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us, amen, shall be condemned. Amen. Sometimes if we're not careful, we will focus on trying to fight the devil. God didn't call us to fight the devil. He called us to fight the good fight of faith. And how do we do that? It goes right back to the word. How do we do that? Singing the word. How do we do that? Praising the word. How do we do that? Walking according to his word. How do we do that? Amen. Praying the word. Living our lives to please God. Amen. God's power will take care of Satan. Amen. We don't have to fight against him. God's power will take care of that. Jeremiah, amen, says, call unto me, and I will answer thee. Amen. And I will do what? I will show you great and mighty things that thou knowest not. God said, I know the thoughts that I have for you, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Thoughts of peace, thoughts of good, to bring you to an expected end. Amen. To bless your life, not once every week, once every month, once every year, but to live our lives every day, 7 days a week. And those of you that are working out there, how many times have you commissioned when you got hired to go to work 5 days a week? 6 days a week. You go every week. Why? Because if you don't work, you don't get paid. Amen. Now, if we can be that committed to God, I mean to our natural employer, how much more we should be committed to serving God 7 days a week? I always say 7 days a week and twice on Sunday. Praise the Lord. Can I get an amen out there?
Amen.
The God that we serve is a good God. Amen. And he loves us. He's getting ready to do some work. He's getting ready to do something in the earth. But he said, I'm looking for a son. I'm looking for a daughter. I'm looking for a family that's called by my name, that's willing to continue to humble themselves and seek my face and turn from righteousness. And he said, I'm going to hear. And when I hear, I'm going to do something. I'm going to heal. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to set you free. The books, Bible says, the Word of God says in the book of Job 36 and 11, says, if we are willing and obedient, if we are willing and obedient, if we are willing and obedient to continually obey his word and serve him, we will spend our days in what? Prosperity. We spend our days where? In prosperity, not worrying. Amen. Not trying to beat the devil. Not trying to fight the devil. Amen. Trying to get ahead in life. He said, we'll spend our days in prosperity. Amen. And pledges forevermore. But if we refuse, then we're going to find ourselves. Amen. Still trying to climb up to the high, to the mountain. Trying to reach the top. God is a God of prosperity. He's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. He's a good God. He's a loving God. He's a loving, compassionate Father. And all he wants for us to do is just continue to give him that which belongs to him. That is worship every day, praise every day, amen, adoration every day, reading his word. God loves for you to tell him what his word says about him. Amen. He loves that. You know why? Because you know, he knows you are spending quality time in his word and giving him worship and giving him thanksgiving. Keep God first in your life. Keep him first in your life. Amen. God loves you, my brothers and sisters. Amen. Don't spend more time fighting the devil. God didn't call you to do that. Spend continuous time Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday, giving him worship, giving him praise, giving him adoration, giving him thanks. Amen. Spend that time with him. Amen. And you, if you haven't already experienced this or are experiencing this, amen, you'll be one of the brothers or sisters or family. Amen. Will find yourself where you're going to spend. You're going to have peaceful days. Amen. Restful evenings and good clothes, nights. Amen. God is a good father. I want to thank the birds. Amen. For again having us on the broadcast today. We feel very honored. Amen. We thank God for the both of you, Dr. Bird and Pastor Bird. Amen. Thank you so much. At this time, I'm going to turn it over. We're going to turn it over back in the hands of Dr. Bird.
Well, bless God. Hallelujah. We thank God for God for the word. Hallelujah. If my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves and pray and seek my faith and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. Hallelujah. We thank God for the word coming through the pastor's corner today. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We thank God for you today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, where the broken are made whole by God. And you just heard our first segment, the Pastor's Corner, hallelujah, and the dynamic duo from Essex, Maryland, hallelujah, Dr. Theodis Lee and Pastor Maxine Lee. We thank God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of the Lord came powerfully and sharper than a two-edged sword, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for them. And at this time, hallelujah, Pastor Peaches, hallelujah, are you there? Hallelujah. Yes, well, bless God. We'd like for you to lead us in prayer and then do the Old Testament, New Testament scriptures, and then you can give a testimony if you like. God bless you. The floor is yours, Pastor Peter.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we just praise your name. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, because we live in a nation and we can be proud and bold and, Lord God, to praise your name. We don't have to sneak. Lord God, we don't have to do it in a closet, Lord God, or in a secret club, Lord God. We can proclaim your name on the corners, hallelujah, on the highways, Lord God. Hallelujah, we thank you, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, it's not an idol that we're praying to. Hallelujah, you are God, and you have ears, and you hear our prayers, and you hear our petitions. Lord God, you have feet, and you run swiftly to us, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, I can climb up on your lap and I can rest my head on your chest, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah, and I can tell you whatever I'm going through, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I can be bold, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, I just praise your name, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for loving me, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, God. You're wonderful, Jesus. You're wonderful, Lord. I thank you, Lord God. Lord God, you said, how about you look low, Lord God? Lord God, you look up and down the earth, Lord God, to see who's worshiping you, who's praising you, who's calling on your name. Hallelujah. And you run swiftly to us, Jesus. Hallelujah. You have ears, Lord God. Hallelujah. And you always attentive to us, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever concerns us concerns you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your love, Jesus. Thank you for the care that you give us, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God, your word said before we even asked, you already answered. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, I thank you for loving me. I thank you for loving me, Jesus, for caring about me, Lord. Hallelujah. If I was the only one on the earth, Lord God, you still would have died for me, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I just praise you, Jesus. There's none like you, Lord. Lord God, if I had 10,000 tongues, Lord God, I couldn't praise you enough. I couldn't thank you enough, Lord God, because you're worthy of all the honor, of all the praise. All glory goes to you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for waking us up, clothing us in our right mind, giving us health and strength, breath in our lungs, Lord God. Lord God, we can raise our hands to you, Lord God. We can praise you, Jesus. Lord God, we can pat our feet. We can clap our hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Lord God, we're not praying to a statue or an idol. Hallelujah. You're a real life, God. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You love us, and you prove your love to us, Jesus. Hallelujah. You make ways out of no way. You open doors, Lord God, that we don't even see. We don't even know how things are going to be, how ends are going to meet sometimes, Lord God, but you always make a way. You have always made a way. You've always opened doors. You've always answered prayers. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. That's for being a mighty, awesome God. And we will always give your name the praise and the glory and the honor is yours, Father. And we just love you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Oh, hallelujah. Love you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, and we even thank you for the word that has gone forth, Lord God. We just thank you, Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the men and the women of God that put time, Lord God, and sit before you, Lord God, to see what you would have them to say. Hallelujah. For them to see what you would want them to share, hallelujah, with the world. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for being associated, Lord God, with bold people, Lord God of God. It doesn't mind proclaiming the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for your word. Thank you for your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Oh, Father God. Thank you, Lord. And for the word of the right now, word of God that the bishop's going to share in a little while. Hallelujah. Our Old Testament scripture is Jeremiah 18, hallelujah, 1-6. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank God for his word. Thank you for your word, Father God. In our New Testament scripture reading, we all know it's Romans 12, 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, this is what I'm reading from. It's a reference Bible. And underneath the second verse, it says, stop being jammed into this world's mold. Hallelujah. Thanks to God, we know that we have to be transformed by the word of God. We can't pick up the world's cliches. We can't pick up their little sayings. We can't go by their timing, by what they think we ought to be doing, how they think we ought to be dressed, how they think we ought to be doing things. We have to be transformed by the word of God, not by what the world says. We have to be renewed by the word of God and not by what the world says we ought to be saying, what the world says we ought to be doing, how the world says that we ought to be doing anything, because we're going to always look strange to them. Because we're going to always be doing what God would have us to do, what God would want us to do, what he would want us to say, you know. And sometimes, and you know, the world always wants us to be politically correct, you know. But when you're going by the word of God, you know what? That's stepping out of the box. And you have to be bold and stepping out of the box, even when you're sharing little things in your life. The other day I had an experience. Our bedroom window sometimes will slide down from the top. And I'm not a superstitious person. And a bird flew in our bedroom. He came through the mini blinds, and he was flying around our bedroom. And it was just after my husband went downstairs. And the cat, thank God, was not in the bedroom. This may sound strange, you know, it may not even sound like a testimony, but it is to me. Because one day when I was away from the home, my husband said, he called me, and he said, there's something flying around in the bedroom. He said, I can't tell. I don't know what it is. And with him being legally blind, him being has a challenge with his vision, that would, I think, kind of upset anybody. Oh my gosh, there's something flying around here. And he knew it wasn't a fly. He knew it was not a fly. And I had to come home and get the bird out of the bedroom. You know, and since then, I've, you know, made sure the windows were up to, the, you know, the top, you know, but walking and sometimes in the bedroom, it can slowly jarred another window from the top, and a bird flew in the room. And I'm going to tell you what I did. Thanks to God, and we have dominion. God has given us dominion over the fly, the flies, and anything that creeps up on this earth. I knew I had dominion. I could tell that bird, you go back out of this bedroom the same way you came in the name of Jesus. And that's what I did. I pulled up the mini blind. I pulled the window down low enough for that bird to see his way back out of my bedroom. And I commanded that bird, I say, in the name of Jesus, the same way you came in here, you go right back out. In Jesus' name. And I sit there, and I point to that bird, and I said, you see how you came in here? In the name of Jesus, fly right back out. In Jesus' name. And I stood my ground. Somebody looking at me probably would say, this woman is crazy. But you know what? That was my bedroom. That was my window he flew in, and he had no business flying in. Hallelujah. He might have been a bird lost from his flock, but you know what? God was going to direct him right back out that window and show him right where he should have been going. And I stood there, and he flew across the room and flew back out that window. And I thank God. It was in 5 minutes. That bird was back out that bedroom and back out that window, and I pushed the window up, and I locked the window this time. Hallelujah. I thank God for the power that is in our mouths.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes we really do forget the power that we possess. Hallelujah. That is in our mouth, the power of the Holy Ghost that God has given us.
Hallelujah.
Over every creeping thing that creepeth on this earth.
Hallelujah.
They may see something small, y'all. In the name of Jesus, I'm serious. They may see something small. You know what? But I believe God will be to me just what I take him to be. And if I take him to be the director of a bird out the window, that's just what he's going to be.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I remember different times when I've been attacked on the street or by doves or something like that. Or I've seen a dove coming to me, and I say, Jesus! And that dove turned around, and one day the last incident, the dove ran away from home. And I could hear the owner, come back. The owner was trying to find the dog. The dog ran. He probably ran past his door, trying to get away from me. I didn't have to touch him. It was the power that's in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus, saints of God, and we have to use his name. If we work it, it will work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank God for, thank you, Pastor, for giving me a few minutes to share a testimony. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful, God, He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, He's my guide. Whatever I need, the Lord will provide and pray.
Oh, my goodness, a whole bunch of folk are listening today. Carl, God bless you. Carolyn and Doug and Teresa Wilson, God bless you. Avon Bellamy, God bless you. Hallelujah. Aaron Walls and Elaine Walls, God bless you. Hallelujah. Betty Christmas, God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we thank God for all of you. Sister Yvonne and Janice, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And Pastor Peter, what's that sister that we're praying for? Offender, I think Janice.
Young. Her last name is Young. Wanda Young.
Wanda Young. Well, bless be God. Baruch Hashem Adonai. Yada bo shake it. Yada bo kore yada. And we're praying for Debbie. Hallelujah. Friends of Jerry Cleveland. We're praying for her too as well. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We see, my. Hallelujah. We glory to God. Look at who. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Pastor Tom and Rosalind Swin, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Brother Anthony, hallelujah. Anthony Henley and Kim, God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know the wedding bells are coming through. Uh-oh, I let a cat out the bag. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Apostle Kevin Barber and Shirley, Sherry Barber. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we thank God. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for Sister QB and Dominique and Justin and the whole family. Good. The whole generation. You got a whole bunch of grandchildren. Watch out now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank the Lord. Sonia Journey and glory to God. Sonia Johnson, glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at all these folk over here. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Pastor Viola Wright and Pastor Lewis Wright, God bless you. And Sister Lorena Johnson, God bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of Dr. Helene Russell, God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God, and Dr. Wenda Mack, and Dr. Nancy McKnight, God bless you real good, and Chief Apostle, hallelujah, glory to God, Mary Osborne, God bless you, hallelujah, glory to God, oh, we got you today, hallelujah, I feel like romper room, hallelujah, some of you will get that, some of you are too young for that, but that's all right, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Oh, my goodness. There's so many of you out there. I can't name everybody that's on this call because they tell me it's about 3,000. When every line is tied up, it's about 3,000 people all over the world. So we thank God for you wherever you are. Bonjour. Konnichiwa. Hallelujah. Osio. Salitu. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Buenos tardes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Magadan Hapun saying yo. Hallelujah. Lord, glory to God. I can't get all those languages, but hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Gutenach. Hallelujah, glory to God. Yes, we know that our program is picked up in Germany and China and Poland and all of Europe, Africa. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, in South America, in other cities. Oh, Jeffrey, God bless you, Jeffrey and Maria in North Hollywood, California, and Bob and Lil Smith in Boston, Massachusetts. God bless you. Sister Lil, hope you're feeling better. God bless you. Love you now. Tanya and David and Calvin in Ellicott City, Maryland, and Danielle. Hallelujah. Pastor-elect Daniel Curtis, evangelist Daniel Curtis in Columbia. Glory to God. And Dominique Jones and Lorena Jones. Hallelujah. Evelyn Lorena Jones in Parkville. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My goodness, I got to stop right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anybody you want to send a shout-out to, Pastor Peaches?
Did you say Rachel and Stephanie?
Oh, my goodness. No, I sure didn't. Rachel and Stephanie and Raymond Banks. God bless
that bird.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Reggie Smallwood. God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My goodness. I forgot them. And Talitha and Joseph, God bless you too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Dwight, oh my goodness, Apostle Dwight Smith and Linda and Sandra and Mildred, glory to God. Brenda And Ginger, glory to God. My goodness, we got a whole
house. Eileen and Shelly.
Yes.
Sister Janice and Sister Wanda.
Jacobia, how, and what, Janice? I thought I said Janice, but Yvonne, Holly, Gloria, glory to God. Gloria, my goodness, Gloria and Martha and Charles.
Brother Harry.
They celebrated their 61st wedding anniversary.
Praise the Lord.
Eve. Hallelujah, glory to God. So they still kicking and still going forth. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Lord.
Hallelujah, we thank God for all of you. Hallelujah, tuned in. And right now, hallelujah, glory to God. What time is it? And don't say howdy duty time.
3:55. Hallelujah.
I don't want that either. What time is it?
Oh, communion time.
Come on now, you got it. It's time for Holy Communion.
Hallelujah.
That's right, the meal that healed. Get your Bible, go through 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter,
hallelujah,
verses 23 to 30. That's right. Hallelujah. And the Word of God says, examine yourself. And we're going to do that right now. Hallelujah. You know, when we say the covenant names of the Lord out loud, He becomes that to us. So we examine ourselves right now, and we say, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, you are Jehovah Sidkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Please forgive us every sin of omission and commission. And we forgive everyone of everything that's ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father God, we thank you for your word today, oh God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Lord, we thank you for them. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify them in Jesus' name. And Father God, a word again said, examine yourselves. And so we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaiah 53:5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelation 1:5 says, hallelujah, you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians 1:14 and Matthew 26:28 says, we have redemption through your blood. In other words, our sins are forgiven because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord. Now your words say, Lord, that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, hallelujah. We're taking communion worthily because we comprehend, we're fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Therefore, we are eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, and your word's going to do what it's set up to do. Hallelujah. Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper in which it was sent. That's Isaiah 55:11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we thank you, Lord, for your word. There's one thing you put above yourself. That's your word. Psalms 138:2. So on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord. He broke it and declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for our healing. Your words say in Luke 4:18 that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our bodies, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, hallelujah, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the tops of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for creative miracles all over the world. We thank you, Lord, healings all over the world right now in that country, to that girl, that boy, that son, that daughter, that father, that mother, hallelujah, that sister, that brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, those grandparents, right now, in Jesus' name, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Your words say, hallelujah, in Matthew 15:26, 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2, Galatians 3:26, and Psalms 100 says, we are your sheep, we are your children, and the sheep are your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for healing today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this and remember to me. This is the new covenant that I have with you. This is my promises. And I mean it from the bottom of my heart because I wrote it in my blood, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's drink together.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13 says, God said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, none of the diseases of the world shall overtake you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I see the blood, glory to God. Hallelujah. I will pass over you. Glory to God. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on our homes, on our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and in the spirit of life that is right, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already, hallelujah, glory to God, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Fire, in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ undoes, unties, severs, cuts, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to no effect, brings to nil, discombobulates, eradicates, decimates, annihilates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. My ladies and gentlemen, young children, this is why we do communion every day, because we want the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ over our homes, not just once a year, not just once a week or once a month, Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God. Bared to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. That's Exodus 12:13.
Thank you, Lord.
1 Corinthians 11, verses 23 to 30. Y'all got to do this every day.
Hallelujah.
And Lord, we thank you for our family daily confession. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families. We stand in the gap for them, oh God. We stand in the place for them right now, oh God. Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, call those things which be not as though they were. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. 2 Kings, the first chapter. Hallelujah. The entire first chapter. Acts 1:8. Romans 8:11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the images of God,
full
of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Holy Communion on today. We remember you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. There's some of you that need the Holy Communion on today because it's a meal that heals. Hallelujah. You're being healed right now as we speak, as we've spoken. Hallelujah. As you took communion, how you are healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, young man, young woman. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, mother, son, daughter, siblings. Hallelujah. Grandparents, great grandparents. You're healed in Jesus' name right now. Hallelujah. 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 Father God, hallelujah. I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word today. I thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal, deliver the captives free, save, fill with your Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, for the 30, 60, 100-fold, even 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Satan, we serve you. Notice now that you will not steal the word that shall come forth. Hallelujah. The seed that shall come forth and plant it on good ground. But you are defeated already. We bind you in Jesus' name. We evict you in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you for those under the sound of my voice and every family in Jesus' name. We decree, declare the prosperity of the Lord upon them right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. On Wednesday, we started a series. It's probably going to end today. And the series was entitled, How to Identify the Puppet Masters in Your Life. Pastor Peters, if you can go to Matthew 6:24, if you would.
Yes.
How to discover, how to identify, how to find, how to uncover the puppet masters in your life. Hallelujah. And we shared, of course, we talked about Howdy Doody was a puppet, and Buffalo Bob Smith was his puppet master. He had strings, you see. There were strings attached that his actions were a deliberate response of the strings that were pulled by him or his associates. to deal with howdy doody. Now, some of you don't even know what that is, but some of you remember howdy doody. It's howdy doody time. I know you remember that. But we talked about that. And we talked about four types of people in the world. Those that add, subtract, multiply, and divide. And we talked about the subtract and divide folk. Those are the puppet masters, or they attempt to be the puppet masters. But that's why God has given us, hallelujah, spiritual insight. It's called the gift of discernment of spirits. Because, see, then with that gift that he's given all of us, if we stay sensitive to the Holy Spirit, he gives that to us so we can know the motivations of people when they come to try to want to fit us into their mold. And they don't understand that we are square sometimes, and they're trying to fit us in their triangle mold. Mm-hmm. Or we're round, and they're trying to fit us in a square mold. Or we are triangular, and they're trying to fit us in their square mold. You see? We can't live our life for any other. We got to live our life for the Lord. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. What does Matthew 6:24 say?
Matthew 6:24 says, no man can serve two masters.
Mm.
For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon.
I got news for you. Everything that has strings on it to you is time. You got to cut the strings. Those people who subtract and divide people in your life, they try to be puppet masters. They always come into you. They want you to live on faith. They want to live on faith, but they want to live on your faith. They always got their hand out. And I said on Wednesday, yes, the woman is called Sister Tragedy. And we all have tragedy in our lives, but not every day, not every week. The brother, I call him Brother Trouble. And hallelujah, glory to God. And we all have trouble in our lives, but not every day, not every week.
Amen.
Now, you need to understand, you can tell. This is, it's just clearly seen who are the puppet masters in your life. I'm going to tell you how you can tell. Number one, they're always complaining. They're always talking about the job, the black man, the white man, the rich man, the poor man, the man on the street. It's always somebody else causing them to do whatever they do. And then, again, they always got their hand out. They always want something from you. They ain't bringing nothing to the table. They want to take something from the table. You know the person. You have a party. Aunt Janice comes. No, I better not use that because I know there's some Janices out there. Aunt Celie, I don't think there are any Celies out there. Aunt Celie comes to your party and she brings a shopping bag.
Oh, my goodness.
What she doing? Now, you ask everybody to bring something, a dish. The only thing she brought was a shopping bag.
Either.
And she leaves with a bag full. Now let me back up, because some of you, you got folk that come, and they don't bring no shopping bag, and they're not Aunt Celie, but you want to give them something to take. And at first they say, no. You say, yeah, go ahead, take that. Well, that's a different story. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about the folk that plan to raid your refrigerator. To raid your finances. They always got something going. Always. It's not one thing, it's another. See, you got to be sensitive. Why are they dealing with you? And I'm going to tell you something. There's certain things that I need to tell you right now. So, you number one, you need to stay sensitive to the Spirit. Stay close to the Lord so you can see the motivations behind somebody. If somebody tries to put guilt on you, you can immediately say, oh, no, I'm sorry, I can't help you.
Amen.
Because Romans 8:1 says what? There is therefore now no condemnation, no guilt to them in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And they're trying to put a guilt trip on. I don't care if it's your children. I don't care if it may be your parents. I don't care if it's your best friend. I don't care if it's your teacher. I don't care if it's the pastor of the church. And he's trying to put guilt on you so you can give some more money. God doesn't deal with guilt. You know who deals with guilt? The devil. He's in the, either in that person or that person being used of the devil.
Amen.
That's why they say free will often. But you got to pay your dues. Hey, praise God. God bless you. You can do it or not do it, but it's up to you. You got free will. Hallelujah. You got a choice. In the word of God, Deuteronomy 30:19, the word of God says you got choice. Choose. Hallelujah. And Joshua, it says choose. Jesus is the master, but he has no strings attached. He says choose. He's standing at the door and knock. There's some of you folk that have broken fellowship with people. Why? Because you're doing things the Bible says don't do. Pastor Peter, go to, oh, glory to God, hallelujah, go to Proverbs 22. And when you get there, Proverbs 22, verse 24, and then we're going to read a little bit. We're going to read 24 to 26, hallelujah. Some of you don't know what the Bible says. You don't read but once a week. You don't read but once a month. You only read it once a day. Sometimes you got to look in the Word in the morning, in the afternoon and at night, because God got something he want to tell you.
Hallelujah.
Your parents wonder, how am I going to do this? What am I going to do? Well, God put it in his word. The Logos is his written word. The Rhema is his spoken word. And Jesus is his living word. You got to get to the word of God some kind of way so you can get direction for your life. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Go ahead. Read. Now, see, look here. You don't hang around the negative people. Those are the subtract and divide people. Because the people you hang around minister life or death to you. You are the average of the five people you hang around. So you hang around five negative people. Guess what? You're going to be the sixth one. You're going to hang around five losers. And I call them losers because they tell you that themselves. Oh, I done lost my rent money. Can you help me out? And then the next month, I had a hospital bill I had to pay. Can you help me out? And then the next, it's always something. They are losers. Now, you hang around them. You say, but this is my family. I'm sorry. When God tells you to go on a special event, you know, the wedding, funeral, family reunion, go there. Or you hear the audible God, voice of the Lord say, go and tell them this, then you run back to the ark of safety. You don't want to get caught up in that losing mentality, complaining mentality. You call them up, and you're feeling great. You woke up, you feel energized and stuff. You call them, hey, how you doing? Oh, I'm not doing so good. The dog died. The cat ran away from home. Look, I leaned over to look out the window, and I broke my window. Hallelujah, glory to God. I looked in the refrigerator, and the refrigerator wasn't on, and all my food died. You know, by the time they finish, you say, you know what? I think I'm going to go back to bed. Because they done put all that stuff on you. You want to call somebody up and talk to somebody that got a testimony.
Hallelujah.
You don't want to hear no mess. You want to hear a message. You don't want to hear no test. You want to hear a testimony. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. But anyway, read 22 and
24 says, make no friendship with an angry man.
Come on.
And with a furious man, thou shalt not go.
See, some of those folks, they're angry at the boss. Oh, that white man on the job. Oh, that black man on the job. Oh, that supervisor on the job. And you're going to sit in the presence? Psalms 1:1 says, look, what it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly. In other words, don't listen to that mess. Read 25.
Lest thou learn his ways. Get a snare to thy soul.
Yeah, it's going to mess you up because you're going to start acting like him. I told you, the average of five people hang around. You better not hang around negative people. You know there's some negative people in your life, in your family. And you got an idea, and you know they're negative. Well, if you told them the sun was shining, they said, well, I see some clouds. You said the sky is blue, say, well, it looks a little gray to me. And no matter what you say, they're going to be the opposite. Don't call them to tell them about a new idea you got. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Glory to God. Read 26. Come on now.
Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debt.
You know what that's saying? And see, a lot of you are falling into the trap because you didn't read the word. How I know? Because I didn't read the word. I didn't know this. I signed to be a cosigner. I don't care if it's your children. I don't care if it's your mama. When they ask you for a cosigner, what does that mean? That the person that's asking you to cosign for them or with them don't pay debt. And you think they're going to pay that debt? No, you're going to end up paying it. It'd be better for you to just get to here, take the $200. You want a loan for $200? Here, take the $200. Don't get the loan. If you want to do it that way, glory to God. But don't be a co-signer for anybody.
Amen.
There's some people that now, they in trouble debt because they co-sign for their daughter or their son with a car. And they don't even know where the son and daughter is now, but they got to pay the payments on a car they don't ride. The car that can't take them no place because their children are done hit the. They may be in, glory to God, in Canada and Mexico. Who knows? You don't co-sign for anybody. And number two, you don't loan money to your friends or your family. You say, but. You don't. Because if you do, loan it to them. But two things, if they don't pay it back, you won't miss it. That's one caveat. And number two, if you do need it back, get collateral. And I don't mean that old jalopy that's worth $100 and you loan them $500. You get something that if you traded it in, if you pawned it, it will give you what you loaned them.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that. You need to understand, there are a lot of friendships that have been broken because we loan money. Oh, you don't believe me? Well, go on the TV and look at all the judge shows. Everybody, we loaned them $500. We loaned them $1,000. We loaned them this. We even had them sign one of those agreements. Look. They ain't got no credit now. They done signed agreements they didn't follow through. And you think they're gonna follow through on an agreement they signed with you, their cousin, or their mother, father? They ain't planning to pay you back. Many years ago, I loaned one of my relatives, I ain't going to say who it was, but I loaned them some money because they said somebody pickpocketed them on the elevator. $90, and that was $90 that their boss gave them to go to some kind of thing up in New York. Okay, fantastic. Came back. I ain't get the money. About 2 weeks later, just before I was getting ready to go down to New Orleans for a couple of weeks, they want to borrow $150. I said, you haven't given my $90 back. They said, what $90? They didn't plan to pay me back. I said, I tell you what, because I thought I was close to it. I thought they loved me. Apparently, it was one of those hollow things, you know. But anyway, had the former God, and that's what they're denying the power of that up. But anyway, I did loan the money, but I said, you got to send me my money, $240, on a Wednesday. That's 3 days after I got there. Sent it by Western Union. So, you know, it was a long time ago. They said, sure, okay. Wednesday, I went to Western Union. No money. I probably went two or three times that day. Thursday, Friday, the next. Came back. They hadn't given me the money. I asked them for, why didn't you send me the money? Where's my money? They got angry and stopped fussing at me because I asked for the money I loaned them. Baby, stand on the word of God, because everything else is seeking sand. My money sank in the sand. It was in quicksand. When you loan money to relatives and to friends, people that you love or you trust, unless you can stand to not get it back, it's quicksand. 9 times out of 10, you won't get it back. Now, that 1 time out of 10, you get it back. But see, let me tell you a secret. Some folks borrow $50. They give it back to you. They borrow $150. They give it back to you. And then they set you up. Can you loan me $500? Well, your track record is that they always pay back. So you say, okay, give it to me on by service. I certainly will. The day comes, you can't find them. You call them on the phone. The phone goes right voicemail. You find out they done joined the witness protection service. You can't find them no place. And whatever bill you had to deal with for that money, you in the lurch. I'm gonna tell you something. I had a situation. Of course, I can tell you who it was, but I had somebody come to me, a family member, say, "Look here, I need to borrow $1,200 or $1,500, and I just have to take it to court with me and just show that I got the money. I'll bring it back you in the evening." Well, I'm gonna tell you, that may have been 10 years ago, 15 years ago. If I got the money, I also got two heads on my shoulders. They came back and gave maybe $400 or $500, something like that. But I loaned them about $1,500. And because they didn't bring back that money, our bank account started bouncing checks. And before it was over, we had bounce check fees of over $1,000 because of that. I learned the hard way. Don't you learn the hard way, sister, brother. Don't you loan out money that you can't stand to not get back. Number one. Number two, you loan money to a negative person. That's a subtract, a divide person. That's always complaining, always got a crisis going, always got trouble. It ain't coming back. And watch out for the setup. That's why you need the gift of the Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 tells you about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. You need to understand that the discernment of spirit needs to prevail. You need to understand that somebody always got something going on. They ain't doing something right in their life. See, you want to be like Christ. And you saw the scripture says, all the promises of God are yea and amen. You thought that's what you're supposed to do. When they asked, you're supposed to say yea and amen. But see, you got to read that scripture right. I think that scripture is that Ephesians? Oh, no, that's right. Is that 2 Corinthians 1 and 20. It says, all the promises of God are yea and amen in him, to his glory, unto his glory. You are not obligated to loan anything to anybody. Amen. Especially if they try to put a guilt trip on you. Amen. Look, I got 17 children, and if I don't get this money from you, we're going to be out in the cold. You can say, I'm sorry. Here's 211. Call Ben. They'll help you out. Glory to God. Remember that number. That's all you got to dial, even on your cell phone. 211. Hallelujah. Unless you're in another country. I don't know what that. But that's first call for help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to understand the enemy wants to steal your resources, wants to steal your whatever you got, wants to take everything from. Because John 10:10 says the thief cometh but for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus says, I am come to and have it more abundantly. He wants to give you life. You know the kind of people you want to hang around, those add and multiply people. Hallelujah. Those that, glory to God, they bring something to the table. They're encouraging you. They're building you up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They tell me that if you are a pilot, there are four things you got to remember. Lift, thrust, weight, and drag. Now, lift and thrust are cool. They're to add and multiply if you want to fly. Weight, that's the negative people. And drag, they will drag you down. You got to refuse to be used by the weight and drag people. You got to identify those people in your life and then love them at a distance. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you got to learn how to say no. You want to know how to say no? Come on, I'm going to teach you right now. Say no.
No.
Say no.
No.
And look here. You want to do it real good. Say no, no, no.
No, no, no.
One for the Father, one for the Son, one for the Holy Ghost. And then you can say another one. No, that's for me. Go ahead and stop. But see, that's not being un-Christ-like, because sometimes Christ got to tell you no about things that are not to his glory, not in him. You're going to ask him for something, and it's not to his glory, it's not in him. Well, hey, he can say no. Because it's not yea and amen. It's only yea and amen in him to the glory of God. If you asking God for something that's not in him and to the glory of God, you're wasting your time. He is not a celestial bellhop. Gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. You got to be in him. Glory to God. And then it got to be to his glory. Hallelujah. I want a new Cadillac. So I can drive around and look like I'm somebody. That ain't to God's glory unless you hook it up with God. Lord, you said that you came that we may have life and have it more abundantly, and that's going to show good for you. I'm a child of yours. Everybody know that. Now, you can give me the Cadillac now so I can show that I'm a child of the King. Child of the King. I feel like singing, but I ain't going to do that. Child of the King. Pastor Peaches. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Well, I know the time is winding up, so I'm going to turn this over to you. But y'all heard, identify the puppet masters in your life, people trying to pull your string. You can't live for others. You got to live for yourself. And God will, look, when you stand before God, you can't say my mama, my daddy, or my boss, or my sister, or my brother, my son, or my daughter. You got to say, stand up there for yourself. Hallelujah. Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in our sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Go ahead, Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah. If you'd like to contact us, it's the Potter's House, P.O. Box, 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214. Hallelujah. We will be grateful if you join us on Wednesday evening, 7 o'clock, same number. Hallelujah. If you'd like to call us afterwards, 410-444-5152.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
For those of you that think that gospel music has gone too far, you think we've gotten too radical with our message, well, I got news for you. You ain't heard nothing yet. And if you don't know, now you know. Glory, glory. Whoa!
Can I get a witness up in here?
Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.